You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke with Justin Wong, who is our European correspondent. He is living in Paris. And so we just had a little chat earlier this morning regarding Brexit.
Give us a rundown of the week's events in terms of Brexit.
Earlier this week, British Prime Minister Theresa May has written a letter to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, requesting an extension to Article 50 until the 30th of June, which is 3 months. So what that means is Theresa May is trying to extend the official date of the UK leaving the European Union from the 29th of March until the 30th of June. However, the EU has kind of like rejected that a little bit, saying the best day for the extension is only until the 23rd of May. Hmm. But they can approve extending the deadline to the 30th of June under the condition that the House of Commons passes the withdrawal agreement. I'll later explain why the EU wants to delay the leave date only until the 23rd of May. Mm-hmm. But just only an hour ago, May made a TV statement saying it's high time for MPs to make a decision and said, quote, "You want us to get on with it, and that is what I'm determined to do," end quote. But to sum that up, it's just blaming MPs for getting her into the mess she's currently right in.
Mm-hmm. The extension that she requested, I mean, a lot of people have said that it's like a finally moment. Was this a long time coming? Was she a bit in denial about actually requesting this extension for the deal?
Well, at this point, it's kind of like requesting an extension is inevitable, considering what happened, I think, last week, that the House of Commons actually passed a motion rejecting her second deal, mm-hmm. and passing another motion ruling that the government can't leave a deal after all.
So is it likely that we're going to see a third motion for her deal?
And the current situation, not, because the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, has recently said during a sitting session in Westminster that the government can't put through the withdrawal agreement for a third, quote, meaningful vote, because for the past two attempts it had already been rejected by MPs by a very large majority.
So is that pretty much ruling out a third motion?
For now, it is. But if Theresa May made some improvements to the deal, some really big improvements to the deal that gave out a message that she convinced most of the MPs to vote for the deal, I don't doubt that John Bercow would not allow a third meaningful vote to proceed.
And is that likely?
Well, considering it's highly unlikely, considering what May made in her TV statement an hour ago, because she's just pointing her finger to the MPs who voted against her deal, saying they are the ones responsible for putting the whole country into the situation that they are in right now.
So what does the next week ahead look like for May's deal?
So tomorrow Theresa May is going to Brussels to meet for a EU leaders summit alongside with President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, and 27 other European leaders. And no doubt Brexit will be on top of the agenda over there. But the EU has already said, I think this morning in Brussels, that they don't expect any progress made until in this week. But if anything happens in Downing Street or Westminster, like any progress, they will be able, and that satisfied them, they can officially call for an extra summit in Brussels next week.
All right. We'll move on. Just to touch briefly on Friday's terrorist attack in Christchurch. What has the response been like from European leaders?
So there has been a widespread condemnation of the attack all across Europe, such as French President Emmanuel Macron, who tweeted, and I translate, quote, all our thoughts for the victims of heinous crimes against the mosques of Christchurch in New Zealand and for their relatives. France stands against all forms of extremism and acts with its partners against terrorism in the world, end quote. And actually, yesterday, there has been a small vigil outside the New Zealand embassy right here in Paris, and some deputies or MPs of the French National Assembly, as well as representatives from various political parties such as the Socialists or Macron's party, La République En Marche, have representatives there, and they passed some flowers to the New Zealand ambassador.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.